The world risks crossing the point of no return on climate change, with disastrous consequences for people across the planet and the natural systems that sustain them. That was the warning from UN Chief Antonio Guterres on Monday in a speech at UN headquarters in New York. And listening to that speech was Petteri Tallas, Secretary General of the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, which provided scientific input to this clarion call from Mr. Guterres for climate action in support of the Paris Agreement and the 2030 Development Agenda for Sustainable Development. I spoke to Mr. Tallas before he left New York and started by asking him to describe some of the extreme weather events seen during the first half of 2018.
During the past 18 years, we have seen the 17 hottest years for the past 170 years, and 2016 was the warmest year on record. And we have been breaking records in some parts of the world. We have seen heat waves hitting Japan, Europe, especially the northern part of Europe, where large part of the harvest has been lost, and we have also seen quite devastating forest fires hitting Canada and western parts of USA. And we just saw record-breaking typhoon hitting Japan a couple of days ago, which was the most intense typhoon in Japan for the past 25 years. And we also, Japan was exposed to very intense rainfall leading to flooding and landslides, and with also casualties.
Could you tell me which areas of the world have experienced the greatest warming?
So far we have had we have been breaking records in northern part of Europe, especially Scandinavia, and Sweden has been experiencing the worst forest fires ever.
And from now, we're moving towards autumn. Will the warming continue? Will we still see exceptional highs this year?
So there's a chance to see fairly warm temperatures by the end of this year.
What do you think have been the biggest impacts of climate change this year?
So we have started seeing growing amount of disasters related to weather. And especially we have seen increase in the amount of events leading to flooding. That's partly related to the fact that we have more water vapor in lower atmosphere nowadays, and we have also started seeing growing amount of most intense storms, and they have also been causing the major economic problems. So far we know that last year was the most expensive year when it comes to disasters, and the total loss sum was $330 billion, and about two-thirds of that was related to the hurricane season in the Caribbean. And all in all, since the 80s, we have seen tripling of the economic losses related to weather events. So that's partly an indication of climate change, and also partly indication of the sensitivities of societies to natural disasters.
Now, we're speaking of the day that the Secretary General is giving an important speech on climate change. One of the key things that is mentioned when we talk about climate change is the importance of limiting climate change to 1.5 degrees. What can we expect from the next IPCC report? Will they think that this is still a possibility?
So IPCC will publish its 1.5 degree report the first week of October, and the message is going to be that there's really an urgency to proceed with climate mitigation if we want to reach 1.5 degree, and that's still theoretically possible, but the ambition level has been so far too low to reach 1.5 degrees, and somebody might say that the ambition level hasn't been high enough to reach even 2 degrees, which was the other end of the Paris Agreement.
And your work is mentioned in this speech as well. I know that your department, your organisation, rather fed into the speech, particularly when we talk about carbon dioxide levels, the highest monthly average ever recorded. Can you talk a bit more about the carbon dioxide levels?
So we have seen a steady increase of the carbon dioxide concentration in the atmosphere we have direct measurements since the late 50s, and there has been a steady growth since the 50s, and there are means to estimate what has happened during the past 800,000 years. We can drill the ice cores of Greenland and Antarctica, and we can go back 800,000 years by doing so, and we have shown that the concentrations of carbon dioxide, methane, and also nitrous oxide, which is the third important greenhouse gas, they are highest in 800,000 years. And there are some indirect ways to estimate what has happened even before that, and there's an estimation that the concentration is now highest, the carbon dioxide concentration is now highest in 3 million years. So we were last time having such high concentrations of carbon dioxide 3 million years ago. And there's an estimation that then temperature was about 2 to 4 degrees warmer than today. And the sea level was 10 to 30 meters higher than today, which meant that a fraction of the Antarctic glacier and a fraction of Greenlandic glacier were melted.
So what does that mean for us? Does it mean that, if we stop emitting carbon dioxide tomorrow, what effect would that have?
So the problem with carbon dioxide is that it has very long lifetime in atmosphere. If we would use all of the fossil fuel resources that are known, we would reach five times the current concentration of carbon dioxide, and it would take 100,000 years to return back to the pre-industrial level. So anyhow, the problem that we are facing is that if we are not able to really stop the emissions, if we just reduce the emissions slightly, we are still going to have a growing amount of carbon dioxide into atmosphere, and the problem is that the warming phenomenon would last for tens of thousands of years, so the mankind would suffer from warmed climate and changes in the precipitation pattern for even tens of thousands of years.
There's some very strong language in the speech that the phrase direct existential threat is used. What is your view of the language that the Secretary-General is using?
I think that he's very right in his speech that there's really an urgency to avoid the catastrophic effects of climate change. And we have all the means to do so, but the ambition level of mitigation has to be drastically enhanced to be successful in the enterprise.